Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm so excited today on the show. We have Kate Chastain from the regular edition of Below Deck. So, of course, we have Below Deck and then we have Below Deck Med. So, Kate Chastain is, of course, the chief stew on the original Below Deck. And the upcoming season starts October 7th at 9 p.m. on Bravo. I'm so excited. I'm like obsessed with Below Deck right now. I think it's my favorite show to watch. Of course, Med is airing at this moment, and I just think it's phenomenal. I can't wait for the original return. I think Kate is so quick-witted, so funny, so smart and everything. And I'm very excited for the original. And a Below Deck Med has been great this season. I know some people are complaining that we're not getting a reunion, but I don't think we need a reunion for these. I don't need a reunion for every show. I think it's okay to have some of these shows without a reunion. And would I like more episodes of Below Deck Med? Sure. But I'm okay that we're not getting a reunion. And even if Andy wants to do it in the clubhouse, you know, he does those cheap reunions in the clubhouse. I don't even mind if we do that for Below Deck. I think that's fine. We don't need it for every show. Sometimes even with the Housewives, I think, do we really need a three-part reunion? Remember Atlanta gave us that four-part one time. And that was warranted. I would say that was warranted. We needed 4 weeks for that reunion. But sometimes I think we don't need them all. You know, I'm happy with a two-part reunion sometimes. New York, we've had a couple seasons, I think, where there's been a two-part reunion, and I think that's fine. So I do not worry about not having a reunion for Below Deck Med. I think this season's been fantastic. Ratings are through the roof for Below Deck, so I just love it. I think it's one of the greatest shows on Bravo, and I look forward to watching it. So I'm super excited about the upcoming season. I do want to say my chat with Kate has no spoilers, real spoilers about the season. However, there are some spoilers about what goes on in the trailer. So I just want to say that up front. If you're someone who likes to go into the season without any sort of spoilers, just be aware. We talk about some of the moments in the trailer, just know that. Know that, in the words of Alison DeBaugh.
He will never emotionally fulfill you, ever. Know that.
So I'll get to my interview with Kate in just a second. Before I do, I want to say please find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino on Twitter and Instagram, Facebook.com/Pellegrino Danny. If you want to support this podcast, you can go to Patreon, that's patreon.com/everythingiconic. And if you click become a patron, you could donate $4 more per month and you get access to the bonus episodes. More importantly, you get to support this podcast. So thank you, all of you that are supporting over there. It truly means the world. And so for this month, the bonus episode is a recap of the very first episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County, the show that started it all. And boy, was it a wild ride to go back to it. I posted a clip on my Instagram of Lori in front of the house that she no longer lives in. It's from the very first episode. It's one of the darkest moments, and I totally forgot it existed. Much like I forgot half the cast of Orange County existed that first season. Every time Kimberly was on screen, I was like, who? Who? Anyway, the recap of that very first episode is up on Patreon. I'm doing one bonus episode a month. And again, the money mostly is helping to support this show. So thank you. Now I will get to my interview with Kate. I hope you enjoy. Again, tune in to Below Deck, the original, the OG, October 7th on Bravo at 9 p.m. I will be watching. I don't think we'll be doing like full-blown recaps of it, but we'll be touching down on it. I'll be touching down on the podcast because I'm loving it. And like I say, selfishly, I sort of like to watch without having to take notes. You know, I feel that way. I feel that way about like Married to Medicine, Below Deck. Some of these shows that we don't recap regularly, I like to just settle in and watch without thinking about like taking notes or anything like that. So I don't know, that's selfish of me, and that is what it is. Anyway, I love you all. I will get to my chat with Kate. We're finally back this week to regularly scheduled episodes, so I'll be back later with a recap of our Housewives, and thank you all for bearing with me as we had the live shows for 2 weeks. I hope you guys enjoyed the live episodes, and now we'll get back to just these recordings from the privacy of my own home. Anyway, enjoy my chat with Kate.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm here with Kate Chastain from Below Deck. Kate, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so happy you're here.
I listen to your podcast so much.
Oh my God, that's so sweet of you.
I even start talking like you. My favorite thing you say, and I'm stealing this.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We don't know. I'm not sure.
We don't know. Sometimes we don't know. Do you watch the other Bravo shows? What do you watch?
Well, it's really strange that all of my favorite Bravo shows are on the same time. So it's like, I don't play sports, but it's what I imagine March Madness must feel like, basketball. Where they're like, oh, this is the season with all the games, because all my favorite Bravo shows are on at the same time. And those are Real Housewives of New York.
New York's the best. The best.
I mean.
Come on.
Sonia. Right. I just love her. She's a comedic genius.
Right. She's so funny, so light, just... But that franchise, I feel like it's all-stars. I mean, Dorinda, Ramona. Ramona seems like a monster in real life, but like the best.
Before I was on Below Deck, I was working on a yacht, and we were in Sag Harbor, and they had just filmed in Sag Harbor their show, and she walked down the dock and came right onto our yacht. So I have met her.
Wait, so you met her before Below Deck was on? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, was she in it?
She was just like she is on TV. Yeah.
But see, I like knowing that she's like that. I don't know. Like
authentic. They're all authentic. But Sonia, I love because I can never tell. Like, is she being that way on purpose to be funny? I think she is because she's had some comedic moments. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, she's
smart. A genius.
Right, right. Yeah. I know what you're saying. Like, she's got an intelligence there. And then Dorinda, I always say, like, feels like she's been there forever. Like, it feels like they've never not had her on, but she joined in season 7.
Yeah, and it's rough, especially with Roni.
I love that you call it Roni.
I know. I was like, should I say Roni?
Yeah, please.
It works so good. Yeah. Joining Roni as a first season cast member. Tinsley sound really good, too. Yeah. Oh, you love Tinsley. What do you call my tins?
Yeah. I like my tins. Oh my God, you really do listen.
I'm telling you, I am going to start watching Real Housewives of OC just because I am running out of your podcast to listen to.
You're so sweet. I am enjoying Orange County this season. I feel like I'm the only one, though. Like every time I say that, people are like, I hate it now. And I'm like, no, it's good. I like it.
No, I hear great things about it, especially this season. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. It's back on track, I think. Yeah. Do you watch Below Deck Med?
I did at first, scoping it out, you know, and then I became friends with I was friends with Hannah for a bit, and I like Captain Sandy a lot. She's very sweet. But at this point, after so many seasons of Below Deck myself and so many seasons of Below Deck Med, and I also did real yachting for so long before that, I'm just like...
Enough with the yachting.
I just need a little break.
Right. Were you aware of the Chef Mila stuff in the last season?
Hannah had messaged me like while she was shooting. I was like, how's everything going? And she's like, oh, the chef is horrible. But then when I saw it, I think I did message. I'm like, Hannah, you didn't tell – you told me she was bad, but you didn't tell me. Like,
yeah,
then,
well,
how do you even describe that? I'm like, right. What
would you have done in a situation – I mean, like, it is sort of one of those things that you can't even imagine someone to be like that. So how do you even know how you'd react?
I mean, she would not have lasted as long as she did on Captain Lee's boat. I probably would have been like, guess what, Charter guest? We got you very special reservations at a very exclusive restaurant, and it's our treat. And take them there, or we would have gotten food to go.
Right.
Like, you do the whole date trick where you take it out of the package, maybe burn it just a little in the oven so it looks like you cooked it.
Oh, I like
but
that.
I would never have let the guests eat Mila's food. Ever.
I mean, it looked terrible, and it just looked disgusting. Even those nachos, those look worse than something I would make when I was stoned out of my mind, like in college or something. Like, they just look terrible.
It's like she was trying to make bad food on purpose. Even if I tried to make bad food on purpose, I don't think I could make it as bad as her food was. It was just...
Right, right. Ben is back.
Yes.
Did you like working with Ben? Do you have fond memories of Ben, or do you feel like...
Ben is one of my best friends, and I love Ben, and I... even love working with him because it's gotten to the point where we'll fight, but even our fights are kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a battle. Like we're playing like chess or something. Like who's going to win this fight? Like we kind of enjoy it.
It's very rom-commy relationship. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
Like that ping and pong.
Right.
I like that Ben's back. Why do you think you, Ben, Hannah, why do you think you guys have stuck around whereas so many other cast members kind of come and go? Which I do like. That's one of the things I like about Below Deck is that the change is...
No, it's a very genius formula that they've created because it's a machine. It could go on forever. And also, I think they like to have... No, oh, Sorry. Yeah. I hate nautical puns, but they want to have like anchors of the show, like, you know, the captain and the chief, like, right, somebody to bring the viewers back, but also new faces to make it exciting. I think, but also very important in our show is you have to actually be a real yachty to make it because it's a real job. And there's safety concerns. Like, we need real yachties. There have been lots of people who weren't yachties that tried to be on the show, and they don't usually last too long.
This current season, you have the most attractive men, which you commented on in the premiere. I mean, they're all really hot. Like, every body is hotter than the next. Like, what did you see pictures of these guys before they got on board?
No. In fact, I didn't even notice how hot Ryan was for the first 2 weeks. But then I saw him with his shirt off, and I was like, when did that guy join the crew? That guy with the accent? He's been here the whole time?
Where did he come from?
I didn't even, like, look at his face until I saw him without a shirt on. Then I was like, whoa.
I mean, it's shockingly good-looking cast.
Okay, so Ashton is going to hate that I said this, but I don't really care. Last year, Ashton was like the cute boy.
The studly.
Ashton is the least attractive deck crew this year. Like, he went from the hottest to, like, totally. That's how hot our guys are.
Yeah. I do have a big crush on Ashton, though. I mean, like, that the accent and everything.
Because he was a Chippendale stripper?
The Chippendale. I love a stripper, too, Kate. Like, you're making your face. Like, it's like a weird thing with me. It's like a weird fetish I have. I love a stripper. I love a male stripper. I just want, like, one dance and then they can leave. But, like, I
what do you like, the bow tie, the speedo, the moves?
Oh, all of it. I love every little bit of it. Yeah. But I particularly love, I've mentioned this before, it's such a, I shouldn't even mention it once, but I love like a sexy Santa stripper.
Okay, I've not heard that episode of your podcast. I didn't know this existed. It's very,
You know, like around the holidays. Like, I just want them to come in and dance to All I Want for Christmas Is You and then head out.
Yeah, that's a bop. Yeah. That's a classic. It's so good. Uh-huh.
But I like it. So
have you been in Naughty or Nice?
Yeah. I love Magic Mike. I mean, like, the whole, I just get into a stripper.
Then you would like Ashton. That makes sense. His dance moves make me cringe.
He strips, right, on the upcoming, we see in the preview, he's like stripped sort of.
You know, if he has a couple drinks, he can't keep those moves to himself.
It's a party trick.
He's like, he gets the salsa move going, and that's when we can tell he's having a good time.
Oh my God. Is there anyone from the earlier seasons that you wish would come back?
There's so many. I mean, so many. I loved working with Kat, who I feel like, I don't know.
I used to watch in the very beginning, and then I trailed off, and then now I'm back on board.
We got you back.
But I loved Kat in the beginning.
She knows who she is. She is Sonya Morgan of the Seas. They look alike.
I feel like we need her. You're right.
They're both a little like kooky. Like, are they geniuses? Are they out to lunch? Right. We don't know. I'm not sure.
We need her back. I would love to check in with Kat.
She is just so kooky.
She was really kooky. So was that Adrian. You didn't work with Adrian.
No, I replaced her.
She was weird.
No, I watched the first season of Below Deck, literally Below Deck, while I was chief stew of a yacht. Like, I'd go up to the owners and be like, here's your wine. That show's on. Gotta go. And they were very nice. They're like, okay, go enjoy it. And I was watching her. I'm like, she is just so bad at her job. She's got wet hair. And I was mortified that my friends and family would be watching this show thinking that's what my job was. She was like making the whole thing. I was like, it's much more glamorous than that. So the chef I was working with at the time was from Tampa, and she was my good friend. She's also nuts. And she said, oh, I know that girl. I hate her. I'm like, don't worry, Rachel. I'm going to take her job.
And then you did.
And I did. So basically, I'm on Below Deck because I'm a really good friend.
And didn't she pop in at some point? Like, while you were on there, did she pop in?
The next season, she came.
I remember that.
She crashed. She wasn't even a charter guest. She just she knew where we were filming and like just happened to be on that island. Hey, here I am.
I don't know if I'd care to see her again, but I would like to see Kat again.
I love Kat. Yeah. Love Amy Johnson.
Amy and Kat. I had a big crush on Kelly.
I bet you did.
I did. I have a big crush.
Have you seen
I saw
his...
the big crush. Yeah.
Is it just me, or did it have a weird shape?
No, it looked great to me.
It did? It looked like a cone.
It was very large. It was very, it was very...
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, it's a grade in my head.
People ask me if I go on a date with... fifth date, you know, some lady. They're like, is he circumcised? I'm like, I don't know, because by the time I'm that close to it, I'm not really looking at it. I'm not inspecting it. My eyes are usually closed, you know?
Right. All I'm thinking about the rest of this interview is Kelly. I would like him to come back just because he was pretty. He was like my type too. Like, I don't know.
I know exactly what you mean.
You know what I mean? What about, this is a fun shift, Captain Lee. So you and him have great chemistry. What is it about Captain Lee? Like, why do you guys get along so well?
You know, the first season that I worked for him, we didn't really get along at all. But now he's literally like a dad. We talk once a week. we've just
sexy too in a weird way. Like he's
I know,
just got
I know, I hear that's what everybody says. I can see it. I always tease him that, you know, Twitter's my crowd and Facebook is his crowd. Like he's always like, hey, you need to get your Facebook page going. You haven't updated it since season three. I'm like, I don't care about Facebook. He's like, I've been looking at your metrics and you got some more followers, but you really need to post. I'm like, I don't, Facebook is not my audience.
Right, right.
It's yours.
Right. I like him a lot, but it seems like you guys get along so well. And have we haven't seen you with Captain Sandy for a season.
No.
Would you?
She actually stopped by my hometown in Melbourne and we went out to dinner. I think she was trying to lure me over to the med side. She was a little bit, I think.
Would you do it? Would you guys switch?
No, I would never leave Captain. Yeah. I mean, if they needed a hand, I would temporarily go. But, you know, my captain is my captain.
Now, the show, it's... I know Bravo's known for Housewives, right? But Below Deck gets higher ratings than a lot of the Housewives franchises.
Thank you for noticing. It's truly, I know.
Like, it's truly become... like the flagship. I think people that don't love Housewives love Below Deck. I mean, so many people watch it. The ratings are through the roof. What do you think it is about Below Deck that people are so attracted to, of every gender, sex, everything, ethnicity? It seems like everyone really loves Below Deck.
My favorite compliment from people is, or one I hear the most is, it's the only Bravo show my brother, husband, boyfriend, right, you know, the guy in the house will watch with their wives or whatever. And I think that has a lot to do with Captain Lee, the deck crew, adventure, anchors. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got a masculine, more macho energy to it. And then
it
other
still
than
has
just
the drama too.
Still has the drama. Yeah. But also I think definitely because we're working, it's just in such a stressful situation. It's a recipe for drama.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's not just people fighting.
Yeah. It's great. And I feel like you can also put it on. You can either have it on in the background or pay like super close attention to it. Does that
I
make
mean,
sense?
Yeah. When they send me the episode, I always go make a sandwich when it's the deckhands part. I'm like, oh,
yeah, who cares?
It's not me.
Who cares? I'm also really excited about this season because Simone is the very first woman of color on the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so exciting to me. And I didn't realize she said in the premiere that it's a rarity in the industry. Do you know, is there a reason for that? Or is that true?
It is true, but I don't know. There's no like specific reason. It's just how it is.
I'm excited for that. I like a little diversity on these shows.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
I'd like even more, but she seems great. Now, Kevin, he's the new chef. You said he looks like Hugh Grant and Tom Cruise combined. You seem like you won't really get along. What was your first impression of him?
I actually really liked him at first. And generally, like when you've worked on enough yachts with enough crew members, you kind of learn specific things about their nationalities. And usually people from New Zealand are like so nice. Like they just want to listen to like Bon Iver music and like write poetry and like pet their pet lamb. Like they're just really nice. But so I thought he was nice because he's from New Zealand, but he lives in Australia. So that explains a lot more.
Right. The
Australians are a bit more macho.
Yeah. So we see you too.
What?
We see you too get a little.
Yeah. He's not my favorite chef I've ever worked with.
Who's your favorite? Ben?
Ben's my favorite because he's fun.
Right.
But he's also very talented. I think that Ben is far more talented than Kevin.
What about Tanner? Tanner said he was into you right off the bat on the premiere. Could there be anything there or were you just not into it off the bat?
I think Tanner is very cute, except this is kind of the first time in my life where it's become like a cougar situation. Like
how he's young, right? How old is he?
I think he's in his 20s.
Like 20s, early 20s.
Yeah. So I like him, but I wish I didn't know that he like looks at me like hot older lady. I'm like, oh, you just killed it for me.
Oh, I see. Right. Yeah. Ruining the vibe.
Yeah. But he's super hot and he's very much my type. Like
we see in the premiere, the engineers, and this is a weird question, but the engineers that we saw briefly, Captain Lee said they're going to be on the boat too, but we don't really typically see them throughout the season. When the tips are dispersed, do the engineers get the tips?
They sure do. So we're splitting the tip. I guess there's 8 cast with Captain Lee, that's 9. And then there's 2 engineers and usually like a first mate. It's just for insurance purposes. They have to be on the boat to like make sure everybody's doing everything right,
right,
for safety. But yeah, they get so we're splitting it like 12, 13 ways.
So typically when we see that scene on camera every episode of like the tip distribution, mm-hmm, then usually the engineers get that probably before that scene, right?
Yep, exactly. And okay, they're usually hanging off to the side, just waiting for us to wrap up.
so they can walk by again. They're like,
like, wrap it up.
Yeah. Gotta- I want to go to my room.
What about the crew of the camera crew? I mean, mm-hmm. do they leave every night?
Yeah. I didn't expect there to be so many production crew members when I first joined. I thought it'd be like, you know, a guy with a camera and maybe a few other people. No, there's like 70 people and they have to rent out an entire hotel on land. And then we rent out an even smaller yacht that kind of follows us around. And they have three shifts.
That makes sense because we see all the shots of the actual boat. So there has to be someone filming that.
Yeah. Well, a lot of GoPro action. So they take three shifts, morning, mid, and late for to cover us. They shuttle them back and forth.
Are you able to get close with the crew at
No,
all?
We've got a very like, strict fourth yeah. wall rule. Very strict. And it's a bummer because there's a lot of cool people. And you're in close quarters with them so much. But if we didn't have that strict fourth wall rule, then
wouldn't work.
We wouldn't be acting authentically in that moment because the viewer would see us reacting to people that they don't know.
Right. Now there's so much accent work happening. On
accent
shows
work. I love the work.
Yeah. Uh-huh. There's so much accent work, but do you find you pick up like a random accent? Cause I feel like everyone's doing something different.
Yes. Here's what happens. It's not like Madonna when she, or, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow when they go to London for like a summer and come back and like, I want to use my mobile. It's not like that. We're like not trying to be cool. It's because I'm an empath. So like,
me too. People tell me I'm an empath.
I could see that. Yeah. You totally are. Yeah. But it's not me trying to be cool, but when you're surrounded by people, and I think this is actually a scientific study that I heard once. If you are around like Southerners and you start getting a little twang, it's because subconsciously you're being an empath and trying to be more like them and speak their language.
Right, yeah. Right. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We see
Splendid.
We see in the trailer. Splendid.
Yeah. I can't do accents.
I can't either. We see in the trailer, you quit in the trailer.
Right.
I don't think it must not stick. But my question is, it must be so claustrophobic on this. Do you just lose it? I feel like I would lose it. And maybe this isn't even so much a question, but I feel like I would go fucking crazy. Like,
yeah, you would. Okay, so in real yachting, they want you to stay on a yacht ideally for a year. And if you work on this boat for a year, working and living, you get a month paid vacation and they pay for your air travel. And that's great. So fun fact, I've never gotten that month free vacation because I've never made it entire year. I think the longest I ever made it was 9 months. And I was like, I need to get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like, I mean, the claustrophobia of a boat would drive me insane. And then on top of that, like a camera crew and then just feeling like you.
And then those darn charter guests. Ugh,
the charter guests.
They want to come and get on the boat too. It's so annoying.
How are the charter guests? I know. How are they this season?
We've got some great ones. We've got some awful ones, but the awful ones make great TV. So right.
Have you had any... I'm thinking of Below Deck Med. Kelly Dodd told me that some of her Orange County friends were on one of the charters.
Oh, I saw Kelly Dodd posting on her Instagram, better than Below Deck, and I was a little offended.
Oh, my God. She said her show was better than Below Deck.
She said she was on a yacht. Good for her. Very happy for her. But you don't have to say better than Below Deck. Right. How do you? You've not been. I was a little insulted. So
have you met a lot of the housewives?
I would like to take a photo holding an orange and be like, better than.
Your show, it really does get better ratings than most of the housewives.
I mean, I don't want to point it out. It's just math, though. It's not even an opinion. It's math, Kelly.
Yeah,
sorry,
Kelly. Math. I have questions from people on the Everything Iconic Patreon. So Brooke said she's so excited. She loves you so much. Can you ask her how Captain Lee and his wife are doing after their son passed?
It's definitely the worst thing that can happen to anybody, losing a child. So they're doing to be expected.
And what about Josiah? He's not in this season.
No, he's living the dream life. He's got a very funny, sweet boyfriend in Palma de Mallorca, which is an island in the Mediterranean, one of my favorite cities. It's next to Ibiza. And the boyfriend has like this cliffside mansion. They've got like a...
He doesn't need to work.
He's fine. Josiah's doing fine. Yeah, check out his IG story.
It sounds like
he's probably drinking rosé right now.
Katie O wants to know what you do in your off season. She heard you own a clothing boutique.
I did open up a nonprofit clothing store, and that's in Melbourne, Florida. And all proceeds go to Genesis House, which is a shelter for homeless women and children. And so that's been open for about 2 years, the store.
That's amazing.
Thanks.
What made you want to get involved in that charity?
Because I was just already helping them out a little bit, like here and there. And then I love a good deal. Excuse me, a good bargain. So I was at a thrift store and I was like, I wish there was like a thrift store that was like, felt like a cute, like Anthropology. And I was like, oh, wait, I help out with the charity. So why don't I just do that?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love a good deal. It's so fun. It's like... my mom works there. We've got volunteers. They're all like in their 60s to 80s. It's like that's living fun. Life in the Golden Girls.
That sounds like a TV show I'd watch.
It was actually, like, it was hilarious. It was like designing women with like old ladies.
I would 100% watch that. Like a reality version
it
of designing
so
women.
It was so fun.
Give me that now. Bravo. Skylier. I hope I'm saying that right. She said, or he's, I'm not sure if it's a he or she, she's the best chief stew and so funny and witty. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Can you have her assign a Microsoft font style to one of the current Real Housewives casts?
Yeah, sure. This I get asked this so much and it's like, I need to have a laptop in front of me to see the pull down list. And I'm kind of running out of fonts because as people think I'm like a palm reader, like they'll tweet like, what's my font? I'm like, I don't know you. I don't know. Tell me something about yourself. Arial? I don't know. 12 point, italic, bold. Who are you?
Was such a great moment. How about New York? Sonia. Yeah.
Oh, she's like, yeah, she's wingdings.
She's wingdings.
Totally. You don't know what's going to, you press a button, you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh my God.
Am I going to get a smiley face? Am I going to get a curly cue? We don't know. We're not sure.
We don't know. We don't know.
I love that so much.
What about Ramona?
I mean, she's definitely something bold. Right. And I think she's also something italic because she's like, she's a kind of got her own lean slant situation, right. Personality.
Jennifer E. wants to know, if you could take back or undo one moment from all your years on Below Deck, what would it be?
Okay. So, I mean,
you've had a pretty good run.
I wish I could, like, had gone down the slide. I've never been down the slide.
I've never been down the slide.
Because you know once? What? Yeah, you know why? Because I'm not Adrian Chief Stew Season 1 who's okay with having wet hair around guests. Yeah, I could go down the slide, but then I got to get up and serve you lunch, and my hair's wet. Like, that's going to take a while to make, like...
I've been getting my boyfriend into Below Deck, and every time they take out the slide, I'm like, they don't like that.
You're so funny. Like that, right? Oh, they hate it. It's so heavy, and it's so...
He's like, why don't they like it? I'm like, it's a big deal. They don't like it.
It's super heavy. And it takes them like 3 hours to put up and 3 hours to put down. The guests use it for 10 minutes. And also, like, if I chartered a yacht, I mean, when I do, I'm not going to have the slide out. It makes your luxury, elegante vacation look like a McDonald's playhouse.
I wouldn't want the slide, though. I would just jump. I would do it once.
Gravity does all the work.
I guess, is there any rules against, are they allowed?
No.
They're not allowed. They can jump.
There are like no rules on yachts. That's why people love them.
Are normal yachts, how long is a typical charter?
Usually for a boat the size we use on the shows, it's usually about 7 days minimum. It can be 7 days to like 4 weeks. Depending.
And so these are just three-ish days, right?
Well, just because it's, we're filming a show, so we gotta keep it moving.
And it also makes it more interesting for the viewer because we get new people on all the time.
Makes it more interesting for the viewer and more difficult for me because on a longer charter, I get to know the guests. And by day three, day four, I don't even have to think. I'm like, oh, I know he's going to want this now. And then we become friends. But with the show, right when we're getting to know them, they leave. And it's like starting over.
I thought that with the crew, when we talked about how the crew is new every time for you, I thought it must be sort of frustrating because like, every season you get to know someone and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and then you got to deal with some other...
Always by the time we're at our last charter, we're like, finally, working like a well-oiled machine. And it's like, okay, bye. Like, finally got our lives together and figured out how to do the job together. And it's like, okay, time to go.
What happened to that woman? Excuse me, I'm not as versed as I should be, but was her name Caroline from last season?
Yeah.
Wasn't there like...
Wasn't there
like a lot of stuff?
You know, she's very good at playing the victim. She's a grifter, in my opinion. She, especially because I've worked with homeless women and children over the years, I can pretty much tell when somebody's actually just had a rough time and wants help or when somebody's playing the victim. And like, so I think last I heard she was like urban camping, which means she was living in a tent in a parking lot.
Urban camping.
Yeah, she was living in a tent in a condo parking lot. She got arrested for stealing from Walmart. And I don't know what the update is other than that.
I just remember seeing her pop up in like blogs a lot, but I couldn't even remember
what
was going
on. She was very active
on
it. Even then when she's living in a tent, she still finds Wi-Fi.
She's still got her phone. Okay, so Brittany Peters wants to tell you that she loves you. Can you ask where she gets her inspiration for tablescapes? And also, can you look at my Halloween tablescape?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, first of all, I love it so much that you did this.
It's cute.
Look at
right?
you. Oh, you love Home Goods. I do too.
I love a Home
See,
Goods.
See, I listen to your podcast. I'm like, me too. Everything you say, I'm like, me too.
I can live in a Home Goods. I like, mean, all that shit's from Home Goods.
Home Goods is what I imagine joining Scientology. It's like you walk in and you're like, I don't need this. I don't want this. Take my money.
It just goes in the cart.
I just don't.
It's also.
I have
like
no
very,
willpower.
There's a very weird cult with Home Goods too, because every time I talk about it, I get messages. I am obsessed with Home Goods. Like, people don't just like it, they love
it. It's just so good. Mm-hmm. It's like all this like unnecessary crap I don't need.
Unnecessary shit. And you just,
but
when
in that
I go
moment,
in there,
I need
so
it
good.
So, mm-hmm. yeah. And I'm like, my life is going to change when I get home and put this on my table.
Wait, so are you able to like get stuff for the tablescapes on the yacht from Home Goods?
Oh, I wish. I mean, I would. I have. But yeah. The yachts that we use usually just have storage full of stuff that prior chief stews have collected. And I have to work with what I have. But you can make a tablescape out of it. I think I used Captain Lee's cowboy boots this season as vases. We didn't have very many tablescape options.
Now, when you say don't watch Below Deck Med regularly, but when you watch or when you've tuned in, do you look at the tablescapes and be like, I could do better?
Oh, I mean, I have noticed that over the seasons a lot, but I didn't want to be negative to Hannah, but I have to admit, like, I just didn't understand it because tablescapes are my favorite thing to do. Like, I would do it for fun. Just. Right. Like you do. You know, it's like picking out an outfit. It's like, okay, the napkins are the top and the placemat is the skirt and then the jewelry is the napkin. It's just fun. Mm-hmm. And so I just don't understand, like, it's the most fun part of our job. Yeah. Like, if I'm doing a tablescape, I feel like, okay, this is a job that doesn't really feel like work. Like, I'll do the table. Like, you know, it's the easy, fun job. So I don't understand why she doesn't like it, but the tables are not good.
Yeah, they're not great. Have you ever thought about doing like an entertaining book or something?
Yeah, I feel actually, like you'd be great at that. I have thought about it. Domesticate or something.
Like, I would love to just see a whole book of your tablescapes.
Oh, thanks. Actually, I might. And I like making like lava lamps for the disco. They don't show a lot of my tables because they just don't have time on Below Deck to show everything. But I would love to do that. Like, I could be like drunk like, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Like a little
fun,
Amy Sedaris.
A younger, hipper, kind of like Martha Stewart entertaining type
stuff. How to do it like, you don't have to like grow the sunflowers yourself. Just go cut them off your neighbor's lawn. Yeah.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
I always struggle with the tablescapes because it's like, you see, it's Halloween now and we're recording this in mid-September.
When you said, look at my Halloween table, I was kind of questioning in my head, like, where am I? What day is it? Did I miss September?
Nope, you didn't. It's Halloween. We just put it up, but I was like, you know what? I'm ready for it. I don't care.
You fall. It is pumpkin spice.
It's still bright and
life
shiny
in here.
Outside. But.
Yeah, good for you. I'm ready for fall. Look at your flowers. They're so beautiful.
Thank you.
Did you bought those?
Somebody sent them to us.
Okay. I was like, wow, you really have your life together if you're just having the fresh flowers all the time.
I do like a flower, though. What's your favorite flower?
I like a peony, but that's like so basic. I think a classic white or pale pink rose just looks really beautiful.
Right. Okay. So Michael DeFrancisco says, what advice could you offer about managing leading staff members who lack motivation, interests, or will to learn?
I think incentive is different for everybody. Maybe some people are motivated by money. Maybe some people are motivated by fear. I had one captain that it was on the most expensive charter yacht on the planet. Like, it was the best. And we had a lot of high profile celebrity guests. And he would fire somebody after every charter just to keep us working in fear. Like,
just to keep
it was
you
like
on
Survivor.
Your toes.
Yeah. Like, I eventually got fired. I was just proud that I made it 2 months. Like,
yeah, I know.
Because you would work harder because you didn't want to be the one that was going next. So that's fear motivation, but I prefer not to really manage by that.
You guys on Below Deck work really hard. Do you watch these other shows like Vanderpump Rules or something and think like, wow, they're lazy?
Yeah. I mean, because I don't see them working very often. So a lot of people are like, oh, you should have a crossover, have the Vanderpump as the guest. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't know if that would work.
I don't think
they'd be a mess on your boat. Although I'd watch that.
I feel like I would not like them as charter guests. They'd be wild.
They'd be hard. Lauren Howland says, you're a queen icon legend. And she's been watching Below Deck since the beginning. She wants to know about the show's obsession with showing the crew change their shirts, which I like that part of the show.
I think, you know.
And it is creepy a little bit. I feel creepy even saying that I like it.
I mean, we had filmed while we're sleeping. It's creepy. And
yeah,
like,
it's a little creepy.
And when we like walk into the bathroom, it follows you. Like, you can hear it. It's
that's what makes me feel like it's a real documentary, though.
Yeah, no, I think that's part of the reason they put that in there, to show you, like, we are just looking at them all during their day. And also, what's a formula for an entertaining show? Like, a little drama, a little sex appeal, and I think just that little clip of people showing, like, ooh, Ashton's abs,
A little voyeurism.
It's
it makes you feel, it reminds me of the old Real World.
Yeah, but, like, not creepy. Like, just, like,
just a little dash of it.
Mm-hmm. Although sometimes they do that, like, where you're all in, like, little tiny squares, and I'm like, where do I look?
It's like, yeah, it's like the Brady Bunch, or... Yeah.
Like, there's Ashton's ass, and then there's, like...
I think,
like,
also, you know how, like, on Disney movies, the animators would, like, sneak things into the, like, a dick in the clouds, right. Or whatever it was, sex in the clouds, and they're, like, the priest in Little Mermaid gets a boner. I feel like...
The editors play around with
really
that.
Took a turn. Yeah. I feel like the editors kind of entertain themselves with those clips sometimes. Like, oh, look at this funny clip. It's not, like, part of the story, but I want to put this in here.
No one better than the Bravo editors. Truly, like, the way they throw shit in... I mean, it's brilliant.
No wasted seconds.
They're brilliant comedians, mm-hmm. and I worship all of them. Let's take a quick break here, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up with Kate.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft, and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Jessica Lauren says, would you ever swap? We asked you this. Would you ever swap with Hannah and do Below Deck Med?
I would love Captain Sandy, but I'm happy with Captain Lee.
Catherine Olin says, your phallic blanket art, which I do remember that, iconic. Will we be seeing any other suggestive blanket work
season? My mom asked me two things before my first season. She's like, hey, honey, darling, please just promise me you won't curse and you won't have more than two glasses of wine. You know what I did? I made a dick blanket and I got known for bitch face. I was like, sorry, mom.
You know what? That dick blanket
but
was
that
iconic.
I'd never made one like that before.
Right.
I meant to make an anchor, but he had humiliated me and that's what happened.
This is a good question. So Hannah Croswell, this is about the season of Below Deck Med. So Anastasia, she left. Are you familiar with this? So June, June came on board to take over for Anastasia.
I'm up to date.
And went to the chef position. What would you say is the right thing to do in that situation? Like, should Hannah or should June have left?
Honestly, I think that Anastasia should have been the one to leave because it was her choice. You could be stew or chef. She chose chef, and then she didn't want to do chef anymore. So she made that decision. June, she wasn't like chief stew ready, but she was not the worst crew member. I actually quite enjoyed her. I actually wrote her a really nice message. Yes, I'm so nice. Saying, you know, I feel bad. You didn't get a fair chance.
What did you think of Anastasia as the chef?
Actually, I was so impressed because not with her attitude. That's something separate. To go from stewardess, Hannah had messaged me. It's like, I'm like, what are you doing for the chef? She's like, oh, the stew's doing it. I'm like, the stew? She's got balls is what she's got. And she actually did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But the attitude isn't great.
It seemed, the attitude wasn't great. Okay, Megan Joyce, last question. What made you move to New York? And I know you did a podcast for a little bit. Would you pick that up again?
Yeah, actually, I do want to do a podcast, but not talking about anything Below Deck, just because there's other things going on in life.
And that's what I'm doing, too, so you don't...
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Right. You already have the good one. I don't want to, so I said this one and watch what happens. They're like, why'd you move to New York? I'm like, well, I ran out of Bumble swipes in Florida. And they're like, ah, ha, ha. I was like, no, seriously. I had to, like, I'm from a coastal central Florida town where it's, like, all retired people. Like, if I wanted to date there, I was gonna have to, like, move my age range to, like, 87. So I
would you go lower though? What about the 20s?
No, I don't like to go younger. I don't want to teach anybody anything. I want an older guy, you know, teach me, take care of me, pay my bills, help me, right. You know, and I always want to be the younger, cuter one.
Yep, me too.
Uh-huh. So but New York's great. I just wanted that experience in life, and the dating's great too.
Kate, this was so fun. I just have three quick lightning round questions.
Okay,
for you.
One
favorite Mariah Carey song.
Oh,
I can't think of it. It's on the Dream album or something.
Daydream album. All I Want, Always Be My Baby. Fantasy.
I do like Fantasy. Fantasy's okay, great. We'll go that one.
Yeah, we'll go that one. Sexiest Man Alive. If you were choosing for People Magazine, who would you choose?
I mean, John Mayer's my ultimate.
He's such an asshole.
And I wanna... But he's smart. He's so... Okay, take away the asshole, bad boy, tattoos. Like, when he first came on the scene, he wasn't that hot. He's gotten so hot. Like, right. I don't know how, but...
Still hot, even though he's, despite being a, kind of a douchebag.
Oh,
right?
that is my type. But also, he is so smart and funny and talented. That's attractive.
Favorite rom-com?
I really enjoy... I mean, they don't have him on anymore. Yeah. Sorry, lightning round. Answer quickly. What
like
is it?
Like a Sleepless in Seattle or Harry Met Sally?
Oh,
or
I just watched Harry Met Sally on the plane here. So that was nice.
Classic, right?
Yeah, it was so classic.
Kate, thank you so much. This was so fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.